옛날에 우리 그 마을에 좀 약간 좀 이상한 집사님이 계셨어요.
In the past, there was a strange deacon living in our neighborhood.
쟤만 그렇게 생각하는 게 아니고 다른 사람도 그렇게 생각을 해요.
It wasn't just me that all other people thought the same way.
어느 날 우연히 만났어요.
And then by coincidence, we met.
목사 안수를 받았다는 거예요.
And the person said, "Oh, I was ordained as a pastor."
그래서 어디서 받았냐고 물어봤습니다.
So I inquired, "So where did you get the ordination?"
아, 막 그래 막 하나님이 급하신지 그런 데가 있다는 거예요.
And the person said, just you know, brushing it aside quickly, saying, "Oh, maybe God was so very in a hurry about this. I just got it."
그럼 목사 왜 하려고 합니까? 물어봤어요.
And then I asked, "Why do you want to become a pastor?"
참 대답이 너무 재미난 대답을 했어요.
And the deacon responded in a very funny way.
밖에 나가면 집사 이러면 안 알아준대요.
It's because outside in the world, if you say you're a deacon, people don't recognize you.
알겠습니다.
So I said, okay.
그때가 제가 신학기 졸업반이었어요.
That's when I was in my graduating class of that year.
하나님께 물었습니다.
Of the theological seminary, so I asked God.
저렇게 목사가 많은데 저도 해야 됩니까? 물어봤어요.
God, there are just so many pastors. Should I also evangelize?
너무 많아서 사역도 안 하는 사람이 많은데 또 나까지 이렇게 해야 됩니까? 물었어요.
And should I become a pastor? There are just so many out there, and they don't even do the ministry properly. Should I also be one of them?
제 마음에 하나님이 이렇게 대답하셨어요.
And in my heart, this is what God said to me.
그래도 목사 많은데. 교회와 교인은 줄고 있지 않냐?
God said, even though there are so many pastors, don't you see? The churches and the church members are decreasing.
이 바보라도 알아들을 수 있는 깨달음이죠.
It was a realization that even if you're a fool, that you can quickly get it.
그때 제가 결심한 겁니다.
That's when I resolved.
나는 오직 복음, 오직 전도하는 목사 되겠습니다.
God, I will become a pastor who will do only the gospel, only evangelism.
제가 한 기도는 그것밖에 없습니다.
That is a one and only prayer that I gave to God.
그런데 여러분을 만나고 여기까지 와 있습니다.
Then I was able to meet with you and we have come thus far.
여기서 237 치유 서밋 운동이 일어날 겁니다.
And from here we will raise up the movement of the 237 healing and summit.
한나가 기도했어요.
Hannah prayed.
처음에는 틀린 기도를 한 겁니다.
At first, she started off with an incorrect prayer.
왜 나에게는 자녀가 없냐?
Why don't I have children?
부린다는 있는데 왜 나는 없냐?
Peninnah, she has children. Why don't I have any children?
응답이 안 돼요.
She could not receive her prayer answer.
어느 날 한나가 깨달은 겁니다.
But one day, Hannah realized.
내가 키우고 내 미래를 위한 자녀 말고 나시린을 달라고 기도한 겁니다.
She prayed not for her own child, someone that she can nurture for her own future, but she asked God for a Nazarite.
제가 왜 이 말씀 드립니까?
Why am I telling you this?
언약 바로 잡은 한 여자의 기도가 세계를 바꾼 겁니다.
The prayer of one woman who held onto the covenant correctly changed the entire world.
지금 여기서 예배하고 헌신하고 헌금하는 여러분들이 세계 바꿀 만한 거라고 생각하지 않을 겁니다.
As you're giving worship to God, giving offering and devoting yourself, perhaps you may not think that this is enough to change the entire world.
저는 여러분의 헌신이 언약과 맞으면 세계를 변화시킨다고 확신합니다.
But I have the assurance if your devotion and dedication matches with God's covenant, it's sure enough sufficient to change the entire world.
그래서 난 인물이 사무엘입니다.
And as a prayer answer, she gave birth to a son, and that was Samuel.
사무엘에게 어떤 일이 벌어졌습니까?
And do you know what happened to Samuel?
기도하다가 하나님의 큰 언약을 보게 됐습니다.
As Samuel prayed, he saw God's tremendous covenant.
사무엘의 말이 이날 이후로 한마디도 땅에 떨어지지 않았다.
And he says, from that day forward, none of Samuel's word fell to the ground.
기도 아는 자 한 명 통하여 모든 재앙을 막아 버립니다.
through this one person who knows that prayer, true prayer, God blocked all disasters.
진짜 믿으시기 바랍니다.
May you truly believe in it.
여러분이 잡은 언약 하나가 세계를 살려요.
That covenant that you hold on to can save and transform the entire world.
틀린 언약 잡고 있잖아요.
But most of us, we hold on to
incorrect
covenant.
걱정하지 마시고 언약 바르게 딱 잡는.
That is why do not worry about anything. Correctly hold on to the covenant.
그래서 사무엘이 기도가 뭔지 알았습니다.
Because of that, Samuel knew what prayer was.
기도가 뭔지 아는 사람은 다릅니다. 이날 이후로 사무엘의 말이 한마디도 땅에 떨어지지 않았다.
It is so different for those who know what prayer is, and that's why from that day forward, none of Samuel's words fell to the ground.
이 사람이 세계를 변하신 거예요.
And this man changed the entire world.
기도를 안단 말이 무슨 말입니까?
So what does it mean that we know prayer?
오늘 여러분 이 언약 잡으셔야 되거든요.
This is the covenant that you must hold on to.
복음 깨달은 자가 기도하면 사실은 끝이죠.
And a person who knows the gospel can also enjoy what prayer is, then actually, in fact, it's all over.
언약궤 곁에 누워 있다가 하나님의 음성을 세 번 들었어요.
As he was laid next to the Ark of the Covenant, he heard God's voice three times.
뭔 말입니까?
What does that mean?
보좌의 축복이 사무엘에게 임했다 말이요.
It means that blessing of the throne came upon Samuel.
세상 그 누구도 믿을 수 없는 얘기입니다.
This is something that nobody can actually, in their own mind, can ever find believable.
성경에만 기록이 돼 있습니다.
But it is recorded in the Bible.
성경에 가장 많이 기록돼 있는 내용입니다.
This is a content which is most inscribed and recorded most in the Bible.
예, 하늘 보좌의 축복으로 너와 함께 하겠다고 성경은 늘 약속하고 있습니다.
So the Bible is constantly giving us this promise that with the blessing of the throne of heaven, I shall always be with you.
마태복음 28장에도 보면은 똑같은 기록이 있습니다.
And we see the same record in Matthew chapter 28.
하늘 근세, 땅의 근세 가지고 너와 함께 항상 함께 하겠다.
With the authority of heaven and the earth, I shall always be with you.
이게 이마 기도하는 자 이런 축복이 오는 겁니다.
So this blessing comes to those who know what prayer is.
여러분 낙심하지 마시고 인본주의 서지 마시고 걱정하지 마세요. 여러분의 언약 잡는 순간에 눈에 안 보이는 보좌의 축복이 지금 임하는 겁니다.
It's because you should not fall into any despair or worries or fall into unbelief because unseen to rest when you hold on to the covenant, the blessing of the throne will come upon you.
마가복음 16장 19절 20절에 제자들이 두루 다니며 말씀 전하는데 보좌에 앉는 주님께서 역사하셨다고 돼 있어.
Mark 16, 19 and 20, as the disciples are scattered to preach the word of the gospel, that the blessing of the throne, Jesus who was seated on the right throne of God, was with them.
세상 사람들은 당연히 속이고 싸우고 하겠죠. 왜냐? 이 축복 모르니까.
So the people of the world, they rightfully have no choice but to deceive one another and defraud one another because they don't know this mystery of blessing.
어차피 뭐 지옥 갈 거니까.
Because they're destined to hell.
근데 문제는 믿는 사람들이 그러고 있으면 안 돼요.
But the problem is that believers shouldn't be just like unbelievers.
여러분 오늘 전부 다 내리는 언약 잡으시면 기도 깨달으면 보좌의 축복이 임하게 돼 있어요.
That's why right now lay down everything. If you just hold on to the covenant and enjoy prayer, the blessing of the throne will be upon you.
이걸 안 믿습니다.
But people don't find it believable.
안 믿으니까 언약궤를 빼앗겨 버렸어요.
It's because people don't believe in it. That's why they lost hold of the Ark of the Covenant.
무서운 일이 벌어졌습니다.
Something that's so fierce and frightening happened.
여러분 불신앙이 얼마나 무서운지 알아야 돼요.
You must know how scary, frightening this unbelief is.
블레셋이 쳐들어왔는데 언약궤를 빼앗아가 버렸어.
The Philistine came to attack and they took hold of the Ark of the Covenant.
언약궤 빼앗아 갔는데 그냥 빼앗아 간 게 아니고 엘리 두 아들 죽였어요.
They didn't just steal away the Ark of the Covenant. They actually, the Philistines killed off two sons of Eli.
여러분 불신앙이 얼마나 무서운 줄 아셔야 됩니다.
So you must know how fierce and frightening this unbelief is.
그 소식을 듣고 엘리가 넘어져 죽었어요.
And upon hearing that terrible news, Eli, he just fell down and he passed.
이때입니다.
And at this time,
언약궤를 가져간 블레셋에 계속 재앙이 많은 거예요.
But upon the land of Philistine that stole away the Ark of the Covenant, disasters and plagues constantly bombarded them.
그 다시 돌아왔잖아요.
That's why the Ark of the Covenant had no choice but to be returned.
중요한 건 뭡니까?
Do you know what's important?
한마디 말도 기도 땅에 떨어지 않은 사무엘이 그때 뭐 했겠습니까? 기도한 거예요.
At that time, Samuel, whose word never fell to the ground, what did he do? He prayed.
이걸 보고 뭐라 합니까?
What do we call this?
기도는 보좌의 축복과 함께 시공간 초월입니다.
The blessing of the throne transcends time and space through prayer.
꼭 믿으셔야 됩니다.
You must believe in it.
여러분 답답한 일 있죠? 기도하세요.
I'm sure there are many things that frustrate you. Why don't you pray?
저는 아무 힘든 게 없습니다. 이거 못 믿는 사람 보면 안타깝습니다.
There's nothing that frustrates me. Only thing that frustrates me are those who just cannot enjoy this blessing.
그래서 돈 벌든 성공해도 상관없이 나중에 무너집니다.
That is why without this, that's why whether they're making lots of money or they're successful, at the end they fall and they
come to their demise.
So how frustrating is that?
이 지금 그 사무엘이 마람의 땅에 들지 않는데 언약이 빼기고 편안하게 잤겠습니까? 언약궤 옆에 있다가 보좌의 축복 받았잖아요.
So none of it, you know, Samuel's words fell to the ground. But to really think about it, Samuel, who was always lying next to the Ark of the Covenant, but all of a sudden that Ark of the Covenant was stolen away. Do you think he was just able to sleep well?
아무 기도 안 하는데 언약이 빼고 난 이 사무엘이 기도한 거예요.
No one was able to pray at the time, but Samuel, he prayed.
여러분의 한 명의 기도는 흑암 세력을 뒤흔든다는 것을 아셔야 돼요.
You must know that you one person's prayer can shake and completely destroy all the force of darkness.
오늘 여러분 주위에 전 세계 교회에 임한 흑암 세력이 완전히 무너지는 날 되기를 기도하시기 바랍니다.
And may you pray that at this time that all the force of darkness that hinder all the churches be bound and be destroyed.
하나님 안 믿는 자 많기 때문에 기도하셔야 돼요.
Because there are so many people who don't believe in God, you must pray.
교회 안에 하나님 안 믿는 자 많아요.
There are many people even inside
기도하세요.
the church that don't believe in God, you must pray.
전에 얘기했잖아요.
I told you before.
목사님, 우리 미국의 교회에 좋은 목사님 보내 주십시오.
Pastor, can you send someone that's really good, a good pastor to our church in America?
좋은 목사를 보내려면 어떤 목사를 보내면 좋겠습니까? 물어봤어요.
So I asked, so what do you mean? Who will be that good pastor that you're looking for?
예, 하나님을 믿는 목사님 보내주세요. 알았어요.
They said, oh, a pastor who believes in God. So I said,
걱정하지
okay,
마세요.
Don't worry.
이걸 보고요, 시공간 초월이라는 거예요.
We call this the blessing that
기도.
transcends time and space. That's
기도하는
prayer.
자에게요.
To those who know what prayer is.
얼마나 놀라운 일입니까?
How amazing is this?
그것을 끝나지 않았습니다.
But it does end with that.
사무엘이 자라서 미스바 운동을 펴 거예요.
Samuel grew up and he completely unraveled this tremendous mitzvah movement.
뭐랍니까?
And then what happened?
237에 빛을 비춘 겁니다.
And he was able to shine the light to the 237 nations.
여러분이 오늘 기도하는 시간에는 전혀 눈에 보이지 않습니다. 보좌가 움직이는 시간이에요.
At this time, unseen to our eyes, when we pray to God, it is a time in which the throne of heaven is moved.
시공간 초월하는 전 세계 빛이 비치는 시간이다.
At move and at this time that transcends time and space, God is shining the light to all 237 nations.
이 모르는 게 좋아요.
It's actually
그렇죠?
good for you not to really know it.
알면 큰일 나.
Because when people really know, people will be in big trouble.
알면요. 사기꾼들 다 와요.
Because it is so
그렇죠?
well known that all these you know, con artists will be attached.
사기꾼들 경건하게 교회 다 와요. 왜냐? 그 있으니까.
And all the con artists recognizing how valuable
그렇죠?
it is, they will all flock to the church.
부흥될 겁니다. 도둑놈 다 와요.
And there will be a great revival of the church and
그렇죠?
growth and many robbers and thieves will come
아니,
to the church.
막. 하늘 움직이고 말이요. 세계를 초월하고 빛을 비추는 축복이 있다는데 가자. 도둑놈들 다 와.
And once they recognize, oh, it's a tremendous blessing that the throne of heaven moves and it transcends time and space and light shines, then let's all go to the church.
하나님이 딱 모르게 만들었기 때문에요. 안 오는 거요.
But God blinded their eyes. God made it not known to them. That's why they cannot come.
참 언약 가지고 기도하는 자에게 하나님 이 응답을 주신다. 이
But God give this answer to those who know this true covenant and enjoys that prayer.
여러분 한 명의 헌신이 이렇게 중요합니다.
You one person's devotion, dedication is this significant.
한 가정이 우리나라 와서 교회를 세웠어요.
One family too came to Korea and established a church.
저는 전쟁 만난 뒤에 우리나라 어려웠습니다. 그 교회를 갈 수밖에 없었어요.
After the Korean War, our nation was in great dire situation, and our family, as I was growing up and when I was young, we went to that church.
다른 사람은 다 도움만 받고 그만뒀는데 우리는 구원을 받았어요.
All other people just simply went to the church in order to receive all the aids and relief, but we went to the church and received salvation.
저는 지난 주간에도 그 나라에 복음 전했어요.
Even last week, I shared the gospel to that nation that sent that family to establish a church in Korea.
얼마나 큰 축복, 이게 기도입니다.
How tremendous of a blessing is that? That is prayer.
기도하는 자 사무엘 하면 나오니까 두 번째로 어떤 일이 벌어졌습니까?
So this is what happened through one person who knows the gospel, Samuel. So second, what is it?
앞에 1번은 하늘에서 내리는 응답인데 두 번째 땅에서 어떤 일이 벌어집니까?
So first is a blessing that comes from above, and second, what is the blessing that we see from this earth?
진짜 이 응답 잡으세요.
You must hold on to this covenant.
땅에서 어떤 일이 벌어집니까?
Do you know what's happening on this earth?
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에는 전쟁이 없었다.
During the life of Samuel, all the wars
그렇습니다.
came to an end.
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에는 기도하기 때문에 평화가 있었다.
During the life of Samuel, because he always prayed, there was peace in all land.
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에는 그를 본 자는 여호와를 섬겼더라.
And during the life of Samuel, everyone who saw Samuel, they also met and served the Lord God.
여기에 우리 젊은 청년들, 우리 렘넌트들이 깨달아 버리면요. 세계 바꿉니다.
If our young adults and our remnants who are here can understand and realize this, you can truly change and save the world.
지금 하세요.
Why don't you do it right now?
거짓말 믿지 말고 하나님 말씀 믿으세요.
Don't believe in all these lies. Believe in God's word.
아, 세상 나오면 어려워요. 아닙니다. 그렇게 보이죠. 거짓말입니다.
Oh, so hard and difficult out in the world. No, that's a lie. Actually, why don't you believe in God's word?
전국 세계 우리 렘넌트들 이 언약 잡으셔야 돼요.
All of your remnants in this nation and throughout the world, hold on to this covenant.
사무엘처럼 하늘의 축복을 누리는 보좌 움직이는 기도를 아는 자.
Just like Samuel, who knows that heavenly blessing of that throne of heaven that is at move when you pray.
이 언약은 반드시 땅에 전달돼요.
And this covenant blessing has no choice but to be relayed and transmitted to this earth.
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에는 전쟁 없었다. 블레셋이 들어오지를 못했어.
And during the life of Samuel, all the wars came to an end, and no Philistine can ever come to attack.
우리에게 제일 큰 축복이 뭡니까? 사무엘이 살아 있는 동안에는 평화가 있었다.
What is the greatest blessing to us? That during the life of Samuel, there was great peace, and that's what we need.
사무엘이 살아 있는 동안 온 이스라엘 다스렸다 그래서 온 백성이 하나님을 믿었다 그 말이요.
And during the life of Samuel, all people they honored and served God.
아무 배경 없어도 괜찮습니다.
Even if you have no background, it's all right.
시작해 보세요.
Why don't you just start it?
여러분 너무 어렵습니까? 하나님 이 체험하라는 겁니다.
Is it really hard for you right now? God really wants you to experience this prayer.
저는 천만다행으로. 배경이 없었어요.
It was so fortunate and it was really by God's grace that I did not have any background.
다른 사람 다 배경이 있더라고. 뭐 아버지가 목사고 말이지. 뭐 장인이 뭐 장로고 뭐 다 배경이 있더라니까요.
When I looked around, all other people had great background, the past or their parent is pastor or their in-laws are elders.
저는 없었어요.
But I had none of that.
이게 뭐 꼭 얘기하려면 부끄러운 것밖에 없었어요.
If I could share my background, it's all about all these embarrassing things.
그래서 아니고 저는 이 언약을 붙잡았어요.
But I was able to hold on to this covenant.
정말 복음 누리는 기도를 아는 자.
It is the one who truly knows a prayer that enjoys the gospel.
그걸 여러분 잡아야 됩니다. 기도하는 자 하늘 움직이고 땅을 움직인다 그 말이에요.
You really need to know what this prayer is because when you hold on to that, you can move the heavens and the earth.
세 번째입니다.
Thirdly,
이 축복이 다윗에게 전달된 거예요.
This blessing was relayed to David.
전달되죠.
Of course it will be relayed.
똑같이 사무엘상 16장 13절에 이날 이후로 여호와의 신에 다윗이 크게 감동되리라. 똑같은 말이에요.
And you see it's a repetition. It's almost the same that from that day forward the spirit of the Lord God rushed upon David in power.
이때부터 여러분 다윗에게 어떤 일이 벌어진 줄 압니까?
And from that day forward, do you know what happened to David?
다윗 한 명이 100년 응답을 누리는 일이 벌어졌어요.
There was a tremendous work that through one person, David, that the year that's worth 100 years came.
다윗은 벌써 100년 응답이 뭔 말인 줄 아십니까?
So do you know what it means that David receiving 100 years worth of answers?
어릴 때 수십 편의 시편 기록을 했어요.
When
어릴
David
때 벌써.
Was young, he wrote many, many poems and poetries.
여러분 찬양이 얼마나 중요합니까? 어릴 때 악신이 떠나갈 정도로 찬양의 능력이 있어요.
Do you know how important praise is? That as he was praising God, all the evil spirits departed.
어릴 때 말이 이 언약이 전달되니까 영력과 지력을 겸비하게 돼요.
And he enjoyed that when he was young. See, when you have this tremendous power, then you will have both spirituality
아니, 믿음과
and skills.
실력을 겸비하게 돼요.
In other words, he was able to have both faith and skills.
아니, 100년짜리 응답하는 사람이 나온 거예요.
So, in other words, we have this one person who's receiving 100 year worth of answers.
이 사람이, 이 다윗이 말이죠. 이 은혜를 체험하니까 어떤 일이 벌어졌습니까?
So this person, David, as he experienced this grace, do you know what happened?
위기 막는 일이 일어났어요.
This work that blocked crisis arose.
세상의 모든 위기는 뭐 있겠습니다만은 가장 큰 위기가 뭡니까?
There are many crises out in the world, but what was the greatest crisis at the time?
다섯 개의 강한 성을 가지고 있는 블레셋.
It was Philistia that had five fortified cities.
옛날부터 세계를 침략하고 괴롭히는 블레셋.
It was a Philistia nation that attacked and invaded all the surrounding countries.
3대 신과 큰 우상 만들어 놓고 영적으로 속이고 있는 블레셋.
It was the land of Philistia that worshipped the three false gods, idols, and they had all these tremendous shrines and making all people to come to deception.
이걸 꺾은 겁니다.
That's what David defeated.
다윗이.
David did that.
잘 아는 내용 아닙니까?
You know this content well.
여기서 꼭 알아야 될 게 있습니다.
And there's something that you must know from here.
그 장군을 어떻게 이겼냐?
How was David able to defeat that great general Goliath?
하나만 알면 돼요.
All you need to know is one thing.
다윗이 던진 돌에 맞아 죽은 것이 맞는데 아닙니다.
Even though it is right that David threw a stone and that's why Goliath fell and died, but actually that's not it.
다윗이 던진 돌은 하나님의 손에 붙잡혀 있었던 겁니다.
That stone that David threw was held and grabbed hold of by God's hand.
그 증거.
What's the evidence?
만군의 여호와의 이름으로 네게 왔다 그랬어요. 다윗이 얘기입니다.
Confessed, I come before you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts of Israel.
여러분이 가지고 있는 것이 아무리 적달지라도 하나님의 능력의 손에 붙잡히면 그런 역사 일으키는 겁니다.
No matter how trivial the things that you might have may seem to be, but when it's grabbed hold of by God's hand, amazing works can arise.
정말입니다. 조그마한 별거 아닌데 하나님의 손에 붙잡힙니다.
It is true, even though it seems so minuscule, so small and trivial, if God takes hold of it, that it will turn into a great thing.
위기 막는 일이 벌어져요.
And something that blocked disasters, crisis arose.
그것으로 끝나는 게 아닙니다.
And it did not end with that.
여러분이 한 명에게 올바른 복음과 기도가 한번 가르쳤더니 다윗 같은 인물에 전달되었다가 천년짜리 응답을 남겼어요.
When one person who understands what the gospel is and enjoys what prayer is, that is related to this tremendous individual David, and then that is led to this answer that's worth 1,000 years.
그게 뭡니까?
What is that?
성전 건축.
An answer millennial. That's
church construction.
축복. The blessing of the tabernacle.
교회 축복을 합친 성전 건축.
It is the blessing that combines church and tabernacle. 거예요. That is the temple.
오늘 여러분이 이 언약을 딱 잡으셔야 돼요.
So today, may you firmly hold on to this covenant.
자, 한 명의 여자가 언약 바로 잡았는데 하나님은 세계 살리는 응답을 주셨어요.
One woman held on to God's 잡았어요. covenant correctly, and God granted this complete answer of saving the entire nation.
문제 올 때마다 핑계 대지 말고 언약 바로 잡으세요.
That's why whenever problem comes, do not ever make any excuse. Hold on to the covenant.
핑계 대면 응답 못 받습니다. 언약을 바로 잡아요.
When you make an excuse and you cannot receive answers, hold on to the covenant.
렘넌트 여러분, 가정 때문에 어려움 당하는 렘넌트 있을 겁니다.
Remnants, because of your family, you might be in suffering.
원망하지 마세요.
Do not resent that.
하나님의 언약을 바로 잡으세요.
Instead, hold firmly to God's covenant.
렘넌트 일곱 명이 다 아무것도 없는 데서 시작했어요.
That's what all the seven remnants did, that they started off from nothing, from rock bottom.
그 인물이 사무엘을 낳게 된 거예요.
And that woman, that individual gave birth to Samuel.
사무엘이 기도 바로 깨달으니까 보좌를 움직이게 되는데 기도는요.
Samuel understood what prayer is. He was able to move the throne.
그래서 예수님이 하늘과 땅의 모든 권세 가졌다고 말씀하잖아요.
That's why Jesus said to us that he has all the authority of heaven and the earth.
모든 재앙을 막는 땅의 축복을 전달하는요 이 능력이 다윗의 기도에서 나온 거예요.
And from the prayer of David, his confession of faith, that from the authority and blessing of the earth that blocks all disasters was upon him.
그걸로 끝난 게 아닙니다.
But he did not
end with that. 이 사람이 또 다른 후대를 키우는 겁니다. 다윗을 키운 겁니다.
And Samuel was able to raise up the next generation. It was David.
오늘 다윗의 고백을 한번 들어보시랍니까?
So why don't you listen carefully to David's confession of faith?
제목이 어린 다윗의 신앙 고백인데 이걸 지금 결론으로 얘기하는 거 한번 들어보세요.
So today's message title is Young David's Confession of Faith, and I would like to share that with you as our conclusion.
골리앗이 쳐들어와서 이스라엘을 모욕하는 게 아니고 여호와를 모욕하는 거예요.
You see that Goliath came and he came to invade, and not only that he was, you know, defiling
어떻게 됩니까? 보세요.
Israel, but he was defiling
여호와
the name of God.
믿는 자 나오라는 겁니다.
He said, "Come out, those who believe in the Lord God."
참 보통 문제 아니죠.
It's not an ordinary problem.
우리가 이게 복음 놓치고 기도 놓치면 이래 돼요.
So this is what happens when we lose hold of the gospel and lose hold of prayer.
여러분 후대를 보고 여호와 믿는 놈 이리 와봐. 이런 말이 똑같은 거예요, 이게.
It's equivalent to as if the people are saying to your next generation, if you believe in Jesus Christ, come out.
여호와 믿는 자 있으면 나와서 나와 싸우자는 거예요.
If there's anyone who believes in the Lord God, come out and fight against me.
아무도 안 나가.
No one is able to go and challenge.
그래서 다윗이 그 소리를 듣고 싸우겠다 한 겁니다.
But David, who heard that, he went in order to fight.
정말 믿음 없는 사람들은요, 옳은 말만 하는데 그게 망하는 소리예요.
Really, those who don't have faith,
믿음 없는 사람 옳은 말만 해요.
They
그렇죠?
only say things that are right, but actually that's really going to make everything all be destroyed.
형들이 막 화를 내면서요. 성경에 보면 막 분을 냈다 그래서 야, 네가 미친다, 교만한 놈아. 욕을 한 거예요.
So you see that David's brothers, upon hearing what David said, they became very enraged and angry, and they said that, David, you are so conceited, presumptuous, that you are just so evil.
맞는 말일 수 있습니다.
Perhaps that's a right
그러나
word.
그건 틀린 겁니다.
But that's all incorrect.
재앙받는 소리입니다.
That's a word that will bring about disaster.
그때 다윗이 이렇게 대답했습니다.
But at this time, David confessed.
29절이죠.
In verse 29.
어찌 이유가 없겠습니까?
Why would I not have a cause?
대단하죠.
It's amazing.
이게 기도하는 사람, 언약하는 사람이에요. 이게.
That's the person who knows the prayer and the covenant.
뭐 왕 앞에 이제 갔어요. 왕 사울 왕 앞에 싸우겠다 했어요.
And so he went to Saul to say that he will go and fight Goliath.
형들 말 듣지 않고 왕 앞에 가서 얘기했단 말이에요.
So he didn't listen to his brothers, but he went to Saul so that he can fight against Goliath.
왕도 옳은 말 했어요.
And even King Saul said what is seemed to be right.
야, 그는 장군이니 소년인데 싸움이 되겠냐?
You see Goliath, he's a general, but you are a little boy. How can you fight against him?
아니, 너하고 맞는 군복도 없는데 어떡하겠냐?
There's no armor that fits you, so how can you go out and fight?
맞는 말이에요.
They all seem to be right.
그러나 하나님을 알지 못하고 기도를 알지 못하는 사람은 그게 재앙의 소리예요. 그게.
The people who don't know God, people who don't know what prayer is, those are the very words of disasters.
그때 고백 안 했습니까?
And at this time, David confessed.
여호와께서는 저를 사자와 곰에게서 건져 주셨습니다.
The Lord God rescued me, delivered me from the paw of the bear and lion.
양을 칠 때.
When I was tending the flock of sheep.
여호와께서 저를 여호와를 모욕하는 자 손에서 건져 주실 것을 믿습니다.
And I believe that the Lord God will deliver me from this man Goliath who is defying God.
이게 렘넌트의 신앙이요.
This is remnant's faith.
그렇죠? 이게 여러분의 고백이 돼요.
This is must be your confession of faith.
군복 필요 없어요.
That's why he did not need an armor.
맞질 않아요. 그렇죠?
It did not even fit him.
이래 간 겁니다.
That's how he went.
그 막 달려갔다니까요, 여기.
And
다윗이.
He raced towards Goliath.
그때 골리앗이 뭐 누가 하나 오긴 오는데 막 큰 군복 입은 장군이 올 줄 알았겠죠?
So as Goliath was looking, he must have thought that, oh, there must be a great hero and champion from Israel who must be coming towards him.
애가 달려와.
But instead, he sees a little boy.
그 골리앗 그 일이 보고 있으니까 조그만 아이가 좀 온다니까요.
So as Goliath is looking out, he sees a little boy is just racing towards him.
오더니 앞에 딱 선단 말이에요.
And then that boy stood right in front of him.
골리앗은 너무 기가 차가지고 보니까 애가 하나 왔는데 막대기 들고 있어요.
And then he sees a little boy is actually holding onto a stick.
그 막대기 그냥 막대기 아니고 줄이 달려 있는 돌 던지는 막대기예요.
이게. It wasn't just a stick, but it had these strings attached. It was a sling.
이 골리앗 하는 말이 이래 보더니 너가 지금 나를 개로 여기느냐 막대기를 왜 가져왔냐 그랬어.
So looking at David, Goliath said, "What are you doing here? You think that I'm a dog that you brought a stick?"
그러면서요 중요한 거는 그 나라 그 악신이잖아 신의 이름으로 빡 지어주었어.
And what's important is that at the time that Goliath cursed David by the names of the gods of the Philistines.
골리앗 생애 마지막 말.
Those are the last words of Goliath.
나를 개로 여기느냐 막대기 왜 가지고 왔냐?
Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?
그게 마지막 말이 되었습니다.
Those became Goliath's last words.
그때 다윗은 고백 나와요.
And then you see David's confession of faith.
오늘 읽은 본문입니다.
That is today's passage reading.
너는 창과 칼과 단창으로 나왔지만 나는 여호와의 이름으로 네 앞에 왔다.
You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel.
그것도요, 한 번 더 강조했어요.
And then he emphasized it again.
네가 모욕하는 그 여호와 이름으로 왔다.
I come before you in the name of the Lord God whom you have defied.
전 세계 여호와 하나님을 알리겠다.
And this day I will let entire world know who our Lord God is.
오늘 여호와께서 네 목을 내 손에 붙이셨느니라.
And the Lord God will deliver your life into my hand.
구원은 칼과 창과 단창이 있지 않고 여호와의 손에 있음을 증명하겠다.
And I also prove to the entire world that the Lord saves not with sword and spear because the Lord is in hand.
대단합니다. 소년 다윗의 고백입니다.
It's tremendous. That's the confession of faith of this young boy Samuel.
얼마나 확신이 있었던지 죽음 아니면 삶 아닙니까? 그 앞에서.
Really, he has so much courage and confidence. It was right before life and death.
뭐, 말 끝나자마자 던졌어요.
And as soon as he finished his words, he slung the shot.
그것도요, 성경에 보니까 달려가면서 던졌어요.
And if you look at the Bible, as he was running, dashing, he threw the stone.
여러분, 그 활 쏘는 사람, 총 쏘는 사람들이요, 정말 몸 움직이면 안 돼요. 그렇죠?
Those who are archers, those who throw, they must not move their body.
우리나라 활 뭐 금메달 많이 따잖아요. 제일 중요한 게 몸이 흔들리면 안 돼요.
And in Korea, we are good at doing the archery, and these athletes they cannot move their body.
근데 다윗은 그런 정도 달려가면서 던졌다니까요.
But actually, David was far better. He was superior because he was running and he threw the stone.
얼마나 숙달됐든지 달려가면서 던졌어.
He was so well trained that as he was running, he threw the stone.
그것도 뭐 두고 섰는데 여길 때린 거예요.
And as Goliath was wearing a helmet, he was able to really hit the very spot that was not covered by the armor.
그거 맞고 막 갑자기 쓰러져 버려.
And all of a sudden, Goliath was hit with a stone, and then he fell down.
돌아가신 우리 윤봉기 장로님이 제게 자료를 보내서 살아계실 때.
So our elder Yun Bonggi, who was passed away, sent me this material when he was alive.
그 날아간 돌이 시속 150km가 넘었다고. 자료를 보내줬어요.
He sent me this reference that the very speed of that the stone was over 150 kilometers per hour.
뭐 바로 쓰러진 거죠.
In other words, when Goliath was hit, he immediately fell down.
아니, 생각해 보세요.
Really think about it.
갑자기 쓰러져 보니까.
All of a sudden, that he collapsed.
바로 그냥 블레셋 다 도망가는 거예요.
And that's why all the Philistines, the rest of the army, they had to flee.
그때서야 이스라엘 힘내가 소리 지르고 나타난 거예요.
That's when the rest of the army of Israel they gained their strength and then began to roar and then pursue after them.
성경에는 이렇게 기록하고 있어요.
So this is what the Bible records.
다윗에게는 칼이 없었더라.
That there was no spear in David's hand.
그래서 골리앗 허리 있는 칼 뽑아가지고요 골리앗 목 날립니다.
That's why David had to take the sword out of Goliath and cut off his head.
이게 막 우발적으로 일어난 일이 아닙니다. 다윗이 이런 확신한 거예요. 이게.
It wasn't something that was all happened abruptly, but really David knew all along that this would happen.
40일을 여호와를 모욕하던 그 이? 골리앗 얼마나 머리는 크겠습니까? 이걸 들고 간 거예요.
So Goliath was ridiculing and defying God for 40 days, and really think about it that he had a huge head, and David brought his head.
마지막 고백이 나옵니다.
And you see his final confession of faith.
사울 왕이 너무 놀라서 야, 도대체 네가 누구냐?
King Saul was just so overwhelmed and shocked and asked him, David, who are you?
다윗이 이렇게 대답했어야 돼요.
And David should have said this.
내가 전에 임금님 앞에서 찬양하지 않았습니까? 이렇게 대답했어야 돼요. 그렇죠?
Don't you recognize me? I played the musical instruments when you were in the palace.
쉽게 말하면 왕궁을 섬기는 자로 불렀단 말이에요. 왕이 그걸 모릅니까? 어찌 물어서 네가 누구냐 도대체?
In other words, that David used to go and play the musical instrument in the palace, and he was summoned by King Saul. So he should have asked, "Don't you recognize me?"
모르고 모르겠습니까? 알고 모르겠습니까?
Do you think It's all asked him, knowing it or not knowing it.
상관없습니다.
It didn't matter.
우리가 아무리 친한 친구라도 기가 찬이라면 야 도대체 네가 누구냐 이러잖아요.
So even if we're 그렇죠? such close friends and we know each other so well, but in front of a tremendous event that we ask, who truly are you?
어쨌든 거기서 다윗의 신앙 고백 나옵니다.
In any case, we see David's confession of faith.
하나님의 종, 베들레헴 사람, 이새의 아들입니다.
I'm a son of Jesse, the servant of God from the Bethlehem.
그게 그냥 인사처럼 보이지만은요, 많은 게 포함돼 있어요.
So it seems like just a general greeting, but it encompasses many things.
우리는 이 언약을 오늘 진짜 붙잡으셔야 됩니다.
Today, you must firmly, truly hold on to this covenant.
저는 증인입니다.
Because I am a witness.
진짜 붙잡으셔야 돼요.
May you truly hold on to it.
진로 걱정되는 사람들이 미래가 없는 사람들이에요. 그렇죠?
Those who truly worry me are those who don't have any future.
나이가 많아도 미래가 있는 사람 있어요.
There are those, even though they are very old in their years, 그렇죠? that they have a future.
나이 젊어도 미래 없는 사람 있어.
Whereas those who are very young still don't have a future.
무슨 말입니까?
What does this mean?
요즘 우리 그 이 본부에서는요 많은 것을 이렇게 바꾸고 있습니다.
So these days in the headquarter level, we are transforming, changing many things.
왜 그럴까요?
Do you know the reason why we're doing it?
미래를 보세요.
Because we're looking out to the future.
미래 본 사람에게는 간단한 답입니다.
It's a very simple answer to those who have seen the future.
하나님이 어째서 우리 여기를 보냈을까요?
Why do you think God has sent us here?
미래를 보세요.
Look at the future.
하나님은 놀라운 역사할 수 있을 겁니다.
God will work tremendously by His power.
오늘 여러분은 이 기도의 힘을 회복하셔야 됩니다.
Today may you restore the strength of this prayer.
누구나 응답받을 수 있습니다.
Anyone can receive this answer.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 감사드립니다.
Father God, we thank you.
오늘 모든 주의 백성들의 언약 잡은 기도가 시작되게 하옵소서.
May the prayer of all those who hold on to covenant begin.
사무엘의 기도가 시작되게 하옵소서.
May Samuel's prayer begin.
다윗의 기도가 시작되게 하옵소서.
And may David's prayer begin.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.